Pulitzer support, because if when they know that, then they will probably, it'll probably help to alter their perspective. Mm-hmm. And
are you saying money talks?
No, I sad to say, but it does.
Well, we trust that the Holy Spirit will speak even louder.
Yes, yes,
and
that's
it will
right.
override the mercenary aspect of things. And what a delight it is to have you join us here on Viewpoint today. Zechariah, we'll finish up there with the book of Zechariah. And the Lord is going to go forth and fight the nations that come against Israel. And he is going to bring a remnant through. That remnant that he brings through is going to be greatly blessed. And in fact, the Bible says, I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all things. And as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and you shall be a blessing. Fear not. Thanks for joining us again. Get a copy of the book, As America's Done to Israel. $18. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem and send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless you. And again, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the first half hour, they're going to be the views of Rob Manning. Probably we'll do open lines the second half hour. We'll just have to see how things go. But Rob is a nurse, registered nurse, practiced in Canada for many years. Basically, of course, he was very, very concerned about the fact that there is a program within Canada where more or less euthanasia, letting people die who are not terminal, but for one reason or another, just certainly not doing what's really necessary to save human lives. And that's sometimes it's not very wise to speak out when you see injustice. But Rob is the sort of person who's done that sort of thing because he thinks that preserving human life and helping people is really what it's all about. Rob, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
Why don't you just tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and what you're doing now?
I'm a nurse. I have a degree in science. And about 1999-2000,
I... just speak up just a little louder, please, Rob.
Sure. About 1999 or the year 2000, I was reaching out in prayer. Because so many people in my family that were dying of cancer. And I came across you on Southwest Radio Ministries, and then from the information you actually spoke to me, passed on some valuable information, so I learned a lot from that and taught people. And so that's been a real blessing, and it's also been something that got me in a lot of trouble.
Well, I think you have to speak out when you feel there's injustice. And ladies and gentlemen, there really is an active program of euthanasia. Sometimes it's sort of behind the scenes. It really depends upon the area, the people involved. But sometimes they just are not very aggressive with trying to help older people. But sometimes, of course, they simply help them along by giving them shots or withholding food. They call it sometimes a custodial care or compassionate care. But it's really more or less another name for euthanasia. These things are being practiced because, after all, there's just not enough money to take care of all of the elderly people today who are having physical problems. But you go right ahead, Rob.
Well, where I ran into a problem particularly was back in 2005. I attended the home of a a dying prostate cancer patient. I spoke to his wife beforehand, and she wanted to, I gave her the option of what it was she wanted me to do, and she wanted she was desperate on the phone for anything to help, anything. So I mentioned I could bring some tapes and CDs and books, you know, Dr. Blaylock's book, Dr. Griffin's book, and just some health teaching information and videos and things. She said, oh, that'd be great. I said, well, if I could bring a juicer, he hasn't really eaten much or had anything to drink for a day, so maybe I could get some nutrition in him. Well, that'd be great. Anything you can do to help him.
All right, I'll just speak just a little louder, Rob, please.
Sorry. Anyways, what happened was is that I actually walked into an assisted suicide. She's overdosed her husband quite a bit the previous 3 days. It was recorded in the computer. And then she ended up afterwards complaining about everything I'd done, and got me in a lot of hot water with my regulatory body. And it took 5 years for me to figure out what she had done by going through the records, the computer records, contrasting her diary with what she told the other nurse.
Hold that thought. Rob, I'm going to have you hang up here, and we're going to call you right back. I'll ask my producer to call you back just so we get perhaps a little bit better line. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the sort of thing that's going on. Basically, of course, we all know about abortion. We don't talk too much about euthanasia. We very seldom talk about the very real treatments for cancer that are available, but are literally almost never utilized today. Rob, we'll call you right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Rob Manning's on the line with us right now, and we're talking to him certainly about his experience some years ago encountering this program of euthanasia in Canada, where he lives. But since then, of course, Rob has got very interested in alternative medicine. He's helping a lot of people. He has certainly a line of health products that he dispenses, and basically, if you have a health problem, he'd be more than happy to talk to you. Rob, have you been getting many calls at all from the, we've only been running your ads for a few days.
Yeah, I actually had a couple calls, one from Colorado and one from Texas. And one was just to offer my encouragement. One was two folks were looking for help.
Okay, fine. And so Rob will be glad to talk to you. Basically, tell us what you're doing now and how you're able to help people.
Well, basically, I just find a lot of people aren't aware of some of the things that can be done proactively, some of the things to avoid. So I have a handout, which is a safety warning, things to avoid like aspartame, and MSG, vaccines, things like that. And also benefit from listening to your program for 14 years and been very blessed with contacting. And actually, the funny thing was is that when I got really sick after being attacked by one of my patients, I reached out to Garth Nicholson, who I made contact with through you, and met him at an AIDS conference with Bill and Don Scott in Sudbury, I think it was 2006. So met a lot of interesting doctors there, learned a lot, and it's just been a real blessing.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are having these chronic diseases that really are directly related to a chronic intoxication. And basically people who are have mercury in their fillings or taking vaccines, they have mercury toxicity, chronic mercury toxicity. And this is the basis for a lot of chronic fatigue. We have the same thing with true if you're drinking fluoridated water. We have the same thing is true if they're poisoning the air with aluminum. If you doubt that, if you really doubt that, you say that couldn't be true, please get on your search engine, go to your search engine and type in jet fuel aluminum, and you'll find out that they're using nano aluminum particles. Why would they be putting them into jet fuel? Why? Because it makes the jet fuel burn much better. But of course, it drifts down, it gets into your lungs, it gets into your food, it gets into your water. And aluminum is one of the most toxic substances we have. So why are they spraying it in the air through our jet fuel? And then, of course, satellite fuel and rocket fuel and a number of other ways we're getting up there, the chemtrails. This is not imaginary, it's real. Rob, when you tell people about these things, what sort of response do you get? Most of people just their eyes glass over and they say it just couldn't be true, because if it was, Rush Limbaugh would tell me.
Well, actually, what I did is put out a one-page safety warning of especially after hearing Betty Martini and of course Russell Blaylock and all your other guests over the last 14 years. So I've been actually going out to our ambulance, to our police and pilots, and actually talking to them firsthand. And they really, really, really don't like it when someone else is in a regulatory body is overlooking dangers to their, not only to their income and their profession, but to their customers and their passengers, people they're trying to help. So they really don't like the fact that people can mess with not just their vision and seizures and potentially cause cancer and mess with their sex life. They just don't like it. So they're really willing to look at things. Some of the police aren't allowed to take any kind of information, but they listen. I've been to the Department of Transportation.
I think this is what everybody needs to do. You need to get informed. You need to get the information, and you need to start putting it out. And basically, I just got a call from a lady today in Colorado telling me that her banker, a gentleman she had known for some years, she talked to him about the chemtrails. He was skeptical. Eventually, he came to actually see them. He could understand what they were doing. He started reading. He's become an evangelical Christian, changed his whole life. The best thing you could do for anybody is to introduce them into an understanding of the degree of evil that's out there and the organized effort to destroy the health of the people in Canada and the United States, indeed all across the world. These things are going on, and the average individual has no knowledge because, of course, this is not covered by the major media. But every time you take a vaccine, so many of them will have aluminum in them. They'll have mercury. Why are those things there? Oh, well, they make them work more better. Ladies and gentlemen, basically, these are deadly poisons, and there's no safe dose of them, no matter what the FDA says. So basically, do you think that you're helping people up there? I know you make yourself available, and you encourage people to call you. Would you like to get your telephone number out and tell people how they can reach you and what you can actually do for them if they were to contact you?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I just want to underline what you just said, though, Dr. Stan. You did all that for me. You saved my finances. You saved my soul. You made me believe in God again because you showed me how to get better. That I've been to so many funerals and I've seen so many people suffer and die. It was just so encouraging to know that there's something you can do, something you should avoid. And you saved me. You saved so many people you wouldn't believe. It erodes people's faith in God. But they think, oh, how could a just God let people, such a nice person, die a terrible death? When in fact, you know, as Bill and Don Scott say, we paid to develop these different things, and we overlook the different programs that hurt people. And then, so people, what I found out is people are actually going to the Supreme Court of Canada to try and get permission for the doctors to kill them. They're begging them because our doctors and nurses are not informed of how to get people better. So you have helped me to give people informed consent, but that's what you gave me and good historical teaching. I'm so very thankful.
Well, now, how can people get in touch with you? Would you like to get your telephone number out? Incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number here at the studio is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But I said, if you'd like to talk to Rob Manning, why? What is your number? How can people get in touch with you or get your website?
Hi, thank you. It's Rob Manning. It's 613-822-7625. That's 613-822-7625. My website is illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. Two words all joined together, lowercase.
Illness strategies is one word and .ca. Is it at ca or that's .ca?
.ca.
.ca. Okay. So that's www.illnessstrategies, the three S's, .ca. And because you can get the, certainly look at Rob's website. And basically now, if people were to call you, what would be the advantage? What could they do? And of course, you actually have a list of health products that you actually sell, don't you?
Yes, I offered some discount supplements that are recommended by your guests, such as Bill Walsh, things like FAMHE and folic acid and iron, or sorry, zinc and magnesium and all kinds of things like oregano to help.
That's oil of oregano, which really does help with the immune system. And of course, the thing is, if you can get them, if you're in Canada, and you can get them from Canada, it makes it a lot easier. Basically, taking things across the border is a real problem for us. Sometimes it's hard for the people in Canada to get things from us, but here's a source in Canada itself where people can actually get the products. So basically, now, what sort of things would you tell somebody? Let's imagine they had a chronic fatigue syndrome. What would you recommend for them?
Well, I would try and eliminate some of the things like the diet pop, as Betty Martini would say. Try and learn about some of the adjuvants that are in the vaccine and reconsider. A lot of our doctors are really big on pushing through the vaccine and try and avoid fluoridated water. Actually, it's funny, after listening to one of your guests, I was able to join a group in Ottawa here to try and get it out of our nation's capital. And so we've been working the last couple of years as a result of listening to your guest, Paul Connett, got me in touch with the fellows here, and we've been working at that. So basically just looking at how to avoid nasty hope again.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, there are certainly so many things that you do need, but you need to detox. Most of the people with the chronic illnesses, chronic fatigue, the other things, basically they certainly have been weighed down with pesticides and insecticides, with certainly with mercury, with aluminum, with certainly cadmium, certainly with lead, and basically because you can get lead from so many sources. In fact, basically, if you have fluoridated drinking water, more usually they're fluoridated with hydrofluorosilicic acid. And basically, of course, this is one of the ways they've targeted the blacks. And this is the work of certainly Roger Masters at Dartmouth University. And basically, if you are certainly in an area where they fluoridate the water and they check the blood level of lead in children, it goes up double in white children in these areas where they fluoridate the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid, 4 times in Hispanics and 6 times in blacks, and the blacks get an encephalopathy. And that's why, of course, in the United States today, why about 1 in every 3 young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, or parole. And basically, they know this. The largest study ever done in the United States was done certainly on finding the level of lead in the blood of children in areas where they fluoridated the drinking water, and you can directly correlate that with the prison population. If that's true, why doesn't everybody hear about it? Get Roger Masters' work from Dartmouth. You'll find out. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
In just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Rob Manning. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you'd like to talk to Rob, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And of course, Rob, does health counseling for people. You call him and get some ideas. And basically, of course, he deals with people with chronic diseases, and he's able to help people. Now, he does have a line of health products, which you may very well find certainly beneficial. But of course, you can just call him and if you need private duty nursing, he is available for that or for health canceling. Rob, once again, I want you to get your telephone number out for our listeners, whether they're in the United States or in Canada, they can call you. And what is the telephone number for them to call again?
Yeah, the number in Ottawa here is 613-822-7625. That's 613-822-7625. And my website is Illness Strategies. illnessstrategies.ca.
Now, is that strategy or strategies?
Plural, strategy.
Strategy. So it's illness strategies. There are three S's in illness, illnessstrategies.
That's correct.
illnessstrategies.com.
.ca,
I'm sorry, illnessstrategies.ca. Or you can give them a call and just talk to them. Well, do you have any thoughts here? We're going to let you go in just a couple of minutes. What's the message you'd like to leave with our listeners out across America?
Well, as I said at the start, when I reached out in prayer, I came across you and your wealth of information. First thing I thought was, I sure want to know what you know. But the funny thing is that there's been people come along in the black churches. They're big on prophets, big on prayer. And there was a Pastor Ellie that came up to me in one of the churches when I was in. I was really not. I didn't know what to do as far as proceeding with my legal case. And he came up to me. Never met the guy. He just said, "God told me that you should stick up for yourself and don't worry about the money." I was going to hand over a $25,000 check the next day, and then a further $125,000. And he told me just stick to your guns, and God's going to be your lawyer. It was amazing. It wasn't until after that I took the case of my own and in prayer that I found out that it was an assisted suicide. I had no idea before. That took me 5 years to figure it out. And the other funny thing was that there was my wife. They don't exactly trust everybody, so she actually made me go to Quebec after driving the 5-6 hours up to see her when we were just first dating, and she took me to a prophet as sort of like a test to see if I would pass. I had no idea what was up, but he just took one look at me, and I was actually quite ill after I'd been attacked, and he just said, "I see some healing going on here." Again, he was right. Applying the basic concepts of Dr. Day and Reganol. I was able to get off of medication and like antivirals for chronic herpes infection.
Okay.
Yeah, I never met the guy before, and he just said that to me. And I guess I passed the test, so we ended up getting married.
Well, we'll learn more one more time. Let's go ahead and get your telephone number out, then we'll let you go. If you're out there in the listening audience or you'd like to talk to Rob, why he's on the front lines of this health battle, ready for the health of the people. And so many people, for instance, took the original polio vaccine. They didn't know there was a cancer virus in there, simian virus 40. About 30 million Americans a day carry this cancer virus they got from the polio vaccine. Look it up. Don't have to take anything I say as gospel. SV40, polio vaccine. You'll find it's there. That SV40 produces cancer. One reason we have so much cancer in America is the people who took the polio vaccine. And you could say, well, it was just a mistake. They didn't know what they were doing. Well, but once they knew that actually the polio virus contained the simian virus 40 that was producing cancer, once they knew that, they allowed the companies to continue putting it out. A couple of them stopped putting it out, and the others simply used up all the vaccine they had and gave literally millions of people this virus, which they carry through their lives, and then they pass on to their children. Mothers give it to their unborn children, and generation after generation, this is permanently in the population because of the drug companies, and they knew it was there, and they gave it anyway. Why would anybody in their right mind do that? Because they're not in their right mind, ladies and gentlemen. They're part of the population control agenda. Well, Rob, give your telephone number one more time.
Sure, it's 613-822-7625, 613-822-7625, and email again, or sorry, the website is illnessstrategy.ca.
Okay, fine. And if you would like to, we're going to have open lines the last half hour. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. God bless you, Rob. Thanks very much, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye bye.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Kind of makes you think of... Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's open lines, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Just give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the situation over there in the Near East, the Middle East, is very unstable. You're not hearing so much about it. But basically, of course, in Syria, why the war continues, thank America, you know, financing the terrorists, financing the wicked Al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria, and we're funding them. And basically, of course, the wicked terrorists are really taking over more or less control of the revolution there, and certainly they're fighting Assad's government. Now, we lived in peace and tranquility with Assad for many years, and suddenly they were a one-party government. But then, basically, of course, so is Saudi Arabia. Does anybody suggest we ought to go in there and stop this government? At least in Syria, they didn't cut off people's hands and feet and behead people and stone women to death and castrate men publicly every Saturday. But they do that in Saudi Arabia, and we support that company, that country. Basically, in Saudi Arabia, you can't have a Bible over there. If you're a Christian, you go over there and live. If you have a Bible, this becomes literally a criminal offense. This is the government that we're supporting in Saudi Arabia. So we're really concerned about what was going on in Syria. So we're backing the revolution there. And basically, we've killed almost 100,000 people, almost 100,000 civilians there have died. There are at least 1 million. They're living in concentration camps in other countries. 3 or 4 million are living in cities of resettlement camps there in Syria. People have lost their homes. They've lost their business. The value of the currency has been pretty well destroyed. The country, large parts of it, are in rubble. And this is all thanks to American foreign policy. What is this really all about? Well, it's really about bringing into power radical Islamic governments that will come out against suddenly Christianity. And we are doing everything we can to destroy Christianity in suddenly Afghanistan and in Iraq, and we install governments there under Sharia law. We've done the same thing in certainly in Egypt. We've done the same thing in Libya. We've done the same thing in Tunisia. And we're going to do the same thing in Syria. And where is the outcry from the Christian leaders here in America, pointing out that we're destroying Christianity throughout the world? And our Christian leaders are silent. They're not going to speak out. Now, there's tremendous unrest in that part of the world. You know that there are tremendous problems over there in Egypt. I was very interesting talking to Cheryl Hancock, who tells me that she thinks the majority of the people over there in Egypt actually wanted the government there under Sharia law, of course, driving the Christians out. But we actually then have gone right along with this, certainly the military. And the military now is basically taken over control of the country. You have a military dictatorship there installed by the American government. First of all, we drove out certainly Mubarak, and then we drove out Morsi. And now we're backing the military. And basically, of course, they have they have really driven the Christians out of Egypt. Why are we backing countries that are driving the Christians out of the country? And basically, ladies and gentlemen, it is because the American government is anti-Christian, but they can't tell the American people that. And yet, why do you think they've taken God out of our schools and prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and the celebration of Christmas and Easter out of our schools? Do you think that's just happening by accident? Of course not. The people who control our government have an intense hatred of Christianity. But, of course, the average American just cannot believe this. Our leaders get up there and they may talk about Christianity. They may have thrown an occasional God bless you in, but what God are they talking about? It's certainly not the God of the Bible, because they're doing everything they can to undermine Christianity here in America and to neutralize it. And they've changed the music and the message of the church. And the Christian church in America is going to have very real problems. And I believe God is going to bring terrible judgment on America because of what we've done. It's open lines. Give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Now, one of the things you're not hearing about is what's going on in Turkey. And of course, Sydney, as you know, Turkey is immediately north of Syria. Turkey is either the first or second largest of the Muslim nations. And there are massive demonstrations there. The people don't want certainly the Muslim Brotherhood taking over control of their government. But of course, we certainly worked right along with a gentleman named Mr. Gulen, who lives in Pennsylvania. who overthrew the secular government there has installed a government under the Muslim Brotherhood, and this was done with the full help and support of the American CIA. And so we've overthrown a secular government that allowed Christians to live and live peacefully, and now we've installed a government under the Muslim Brotherhood where the Christians are being persecuted, and nobody ever talks about this sort of thing. Certainly the lot of Christians in Egypt and in Tunisia and certainly in Libya is tragic. These people are trying to get out. They have no place to go. Christians throughout the world are being brutally persecuted, and usually with the full help and cooperation of the people who control the American government. But we never talk about that, and we seldom talk about that on our radio stations and very seldom on Christian radio stations. So the average Christian here has very little understanding of what's really going on, and the lot of our fellow Christians throughout the world under persecution because of American policy. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but go up into the internet and certainly type in Turkey, riots in Turkey. They have massive riots in Turkey. What do we see about them? I don't see pictures of it night after night after on television. Why, for the same reason that after they had a trial on the murder of Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King's family actually paid to have hire a lawyer named Pepper, who brought a lawsuit against a man who was part of the conspiracy that killed Martin Luther King. There was a trial, there was a judge, there was certainly totally blacked out by the controlled media in America. And most of you have never heard what the jury concluded, and that was, of course, that the American government was responsible for the murder of Martin Luther King. How could you conceal something like that in a country with freedom of the press? Why, freedom of the press means you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to, ladies and gentlemen. And they control the media. If you'd like to get our 4-CD set on the execution of Martin Luther King, it's available from Radio Liberty. The execution of Martin Luther King, an excellent 4-CD set. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get that. We even, I think, carry the book by Mr. Pepper, who is the lawyer hired by Martin Luther King's family to get the word out. Totally blacked out because the media in America is more tightly and rigidly controlled than it was ever was in Russia. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call. And right now we've got Bruce calling from Washington. Hi, Bruce. You have a question or comment?
I do have a comment. I don't want to derail your comments on the persecution of Christians.
Well, basically, it's open line, so you can talk about whatever you'd
all
like
right.
to.
Well, I was going to talk about the Trayvon Martin trial. And I was semi-relieved, or I actually fully relieved, that he was acquitted. And I was surprised at the way the trial was held, yet the defense waded through a tremendous amount of blockade thrown up by a very disreputable prosecution, and I believe it was the prosecution of the county prosecution office, where they withheld exculpatory evidence, and the person that brought out and proved that they had withheld exculpatory evidence from the prosecutor's office brought it out in public and was fired from their job. And I'm just astounded that, I was afraid before the trial started that the judge would use that as a platform to launch a future career using the trial so they could advance their career if they prosecuted and convicted Zimmerman and withheld evidence.
Well, basically, the prosecutor did, Bruce, the prosecutor, the woman there, actually did, was very much on the side of the prosecution. The judge asked Zimmerman if he would, why he wasn't going to testify, or I specifically asked him. That was not her point. Basically, you ask the lawyer, is he going to be put up there? But you don't ask Mr. Zimmerman to come forward and say he doesn't want to testify. That is not done. She was doing everything she could to throw the case to the prosecution. Incidentally, my understanding is they actually brought prosecutors in from another area. These were not the local prosecutors. These were actually prosecutors brought from somewhere else in the state. They really wanted to hang Zimmerman, but it has nothing to do with Zimmerman. It's to create hatred between white and black. well, in black and white. That. That's what it's all about.
Oh, I know that very well, and I've talked with people on that, and I just watched Harry Reid, of all people, that's the pillar of virtue and honesty himself, talking that the thing that the Justice Department will not be done. So here it is that the United States Justice Department, one of the most corrupt areas of our government, the departments of our government, is now going to launch in on this. And it, you know, if I were Zimmerman right now, I would check on my passport and get the heck out of the country and go visit Eric Snowden if I could. So,
I think it's a tragic miscarriage of justice, but we need to utilize this to point out to the American people that this whole thing is totally engineered. It's to create racial hatred. The local police didn't want to bring the charges against Zimmerman. They didn't believe he was guilty. Certainly, it was a tragic series of events that happened. But you notice how the media kept showing the picture of this cute little black boy. But that was when he was 11 or 12 years old. And they kept showing that over and over and over again. Then the president comes out and says, why, if I had a boy, he'd look just like that. I don't think he would look like that at all. But basically, Obama, the whole establishment, wants to create racial hatred, black against white, white against black. And we can't let them. The black people are being manipulated.
I talk to everybody and say the same thing, that they're trying to. They're trying to structure this thing to, get the race riot going again.
Fortunately, the only good thing I can say is I don't think most of the blacks are falling for it. And we must understand we must do everything we can to join people together so that we can live together peacefully. And I think we live together fairly well, except there is an organized effort to destroy the black race. That's why the AIDS epidemic, the AIDS virus is specific for blacks. This is why almost half of the cases in the United States are black, and a quarter of the population in Africa has the disease, because this is a race-specific disease, and nobody ever wants to tell you that. And certainly the other things that they're doing, certainly the fluoridation of water, gives the blacks much higher levels of lead. Racial differences, and they're getting lead encephalopathy. One in three young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, or parole, and that's because of the water fluoridation. You don't see it in areas where the water isn't fluoridated, and nobody's going to tell you that, but you can check out what I'm saying up on the Internet. The information is there, and if you haven't, we'll be glad to get you the documentation on it.
Okay, well, I'll let you go at this time. Hopefully somebody else has got another brilliant thought that's going to stimulate your thinking again.
Well, I appreciate what you say, and I agree with everything you said, Bruce.
Well, I agree with most, what you say, too.
God bless.
How about that?
Okay. Thanks very much. Okay, fine. That was Bruce calling from Washington. Now, right, we have Ron calling from Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Don't be bashful. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Well, fine, Dr. Stan. I got to view a video of a legislator in the Republic of Ireland. Her name is Claire Daly, giving a very honest appraisal of Barack Obama and all the violence and the murder that he and our country are perpetrating around the world while he's trying to mask himself upon this facade of a peacemaker. And she pulled no punches. Of course, it's worse than what she says, but she's the only politician I've ever heard actually say things honestly of what's going on.
Did she mention at all this 16-year-old boy, American citizen?
No, she didn't.
Who was actually hunted down by a drone and killed. 16-year-old kid having lunch with his friend over there in just Yemen looking for his dad, and they had him killed. He had not committed a crime. He was not indicted. Nobody suggests he was a terrorist. They just killed him because they didn't like his father. How do you justify something like that? That's murder, Ron, as far as I'm concerned. And there's no statute of limitations, and even the President of the United States can be held guilty of murder, and that couldn't have been done without at least the knowledge and consent of our current President of the United States. And you can look this up on the Internet, ladies and gentlemen. 16-year-old boy, I've forgotten his exact name, but we can get it if you want to. And he was actually hunted down by a drone. And while he was sitting having lunch, thinking he was safe, looking for his dad, at lunch with a friend, they simply launched a bomb and they killed him. What was his crime? They didn't like his father. Now, this wasn't a mistake. This was done intentionally. I call it cold-blooded murder. And why are we so concerned about Zimmerman? Certainly, it was a tragedy. I don't think Zimmerman intended to kill him at all. It was just the way things worked out, but there was no question about this young man in Yemen. They intentionally killed him. He was an American citizen. Go right ahead, Ron.
Yes, Claire Daly did an outstanding job. In fact, maybe sometime you could get her on your radio program as a guest. But she was very articulate, very passionate, and pulled no punches about just how evil our current administration is and just how phony they are and hypocritical they are.
But you see, Ron, we are responsible. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And basically because people aren't involved, these things are happening. And I believe God's going to hold this country responsible. I think he's going to hold the people who are not doing anything responsible. It's not what you do, it's what you don't do that's important.
Yeah, well, I think it's far past the time that Obama and any government official who lies or who stonewalls should be removed from office. They should be fired summarily and just replaced with somebody who is honest.
Oh, I agree with you totally, but how are we going to do it? How are we going to get the American people to be get concerned? How are we going to be able to utilize the federal court structure to actually bring indictments up against the criminal element in Washington, D.C., when suddenly our attorney general is part and parcel of the problem?
Well, see, you can this thing called impeachment. He can be impeached.
I know, but you have to have congressmen who have the courage. But do you realize that the public has a 10% confidence rate in the Congress? 10% confidence rate that we've never had a Congress that's been looked down upon so much by the people, and probably with good reason.
Well, I've asked my representative to draft impeachment articles against Obama, Chuck Hagel, and a number of other people.
And what did he say? I bet he just laughed at you.
Oh, he sent me a form letter that had nothing to do with what I was talking about. However, I intend to put some pressure on him.
Well, I hope you will.
And he's one of the better ones. We have people a lot worse than him.
I'm sure we do. Well, keep in touch with us. Let us know what's happening, Ron. I appreciate everything you're doing. I know you're out in the front lines doing the best you can. God bless. Thanks very much. Talk to
you
real
soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Where are you? Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners out there that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you may not agree with everything we say, but you may at least feel that we have information you're not going to get elsewhere. And certainly, you may very well be one of those who's out there tracking down to find out if what we're saying is really true. And if you're finding that it is true, then we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we are able to maintain the network of stations that we have across America. And, you know, when we first got started within certainly, well, this was 20 years ago. Within just a few years, we had several hundred people, regular members, supporters of Radio Liberty family, and I thought this was really just going to keep growing and growing, but it never has. It's certainly, for one reason or another, I think people have had financial problems, some have had to drop out, but I really believe that God has kept us from being too large and too successful, but at least we're still here. We're a voice. Perhaps if we were much larger and had a lot more listeners, why, we would be under much more of an attack than we are, because basically they do kill people who try to get the information out. And I know several people who actually have talked to one fellow, Gary Webb. He was a writer, and he had written certainly about some of the activities, some of the things that had actually taken place. And he ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the head twice. Of course, William Cooper, who had a radio program, we'd interviewed, and they sent a SWAT team out to get him. But this is the sort of thing that happens here in the real world. Well, God has given us the voice. We have over 50 outlets every single week. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family supporters and help us as we reach people all across America, all across Canada, indeed, all across the world, because we have listeners in almost every country, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will listen to, go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. You can watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters. You can read my treatise on the population control agenda and this plan to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And people shake their head and say, what do you mean the majority of the people in the world? Well, that's crazy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Chinese have already aborted over 400 million children. The Indians have aborted almost 400 million children. The Russians, since the beginning of the last century, have aborted almost 400 million children. We're paying for this all throughout the world, and particularly through contraception and sterilization. We've cut certainly a birth in Africa down from about 6 or 7 per family down to about 2 3/4 children per family. And before long, of course, we'll do away with it altogether. We will certainly eliminate reproduction as much as we can. Here in the United States, of course, the reproduction rate for a white couple is 1.67 children per family. It takes 2.1 children per family to maintain the population. The white population in America is dying off, but nobody's going to tell you this sort of thing. And basically, of course, they want to kill the blacks and the Hispanics. If you haven't read my population control monograph, it's just the Population Control Agenda is the title. Population Control Agenda, go up and type it in on the internet. Put my name, Radio Liberty. Read it again, and weep. And understand there really are people want to kill off most of the people in the world. Now, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my, as the name, my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and on population control, the covert, I mean, the secret agenda, population control, the secret agenda. We have a lot of books on population control. We have certainly, we have a 4-CD set on aspartame. We have a talk on aspartame by Betty Martini. We have certainly a talk on geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson. You have to understand they're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the vaccines, they're poisoning the food. You understand this. These things are not imaginary. They're real. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prayer.
So beautiful for spacious skies, for amber.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Danny Vieira. And Danny, why don't you come on and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and about your concerns about the health of Christians today. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Stan. It's a pleasure to be back with you on radio. You know, the burden on my heart, as I've been following, you know, the current events, and I think all of us Christians are very concerned of what we see transpiring in our country today, to say the least. You know, but what I was really thinking about as I was having dinner tonight here in Monterey, by the way, I'm here also, was the fact that, you know, when we hear about the NSA, you know, spying on Americans, basically monitoring their social media networks, you know, from Microsoft to Facebook, we get concerned. When we see the IRS, you know, that it's targeting conservative groups, we definitely get concerned. Now that we hear about drones that will be policing our own country, as it were, we are very concerned. And so when we find out about these areas where we feel like our privacy is being invaded, and certainly as Christians knowing Bible prophecy, we know that we're going to come to a time where these matters are going to get worse and worse until the Lord establishes his kingdom for eternity. But what I wanted to talk about tonight is that just as these invasions of privacy that are secretive manifest and come to light, the Christian world stands up and takes notice. But in the meantime, many people in Christendom, in the body of Christ, are eating excitotoxins.
And they don't know anything about excitotoxins, but excitotoxins can harm the brain, cause lesions in the brain. Maybe there's, you know, prions in the meat that we're eating in our country today that we're not aware of. Maybe people aren't aware of the effect of, you know, other additives, chemicals, pesticides. Maybe it's the radioactive waste that's, you know, now showing up in the fish and other animals off the coast of California in the Pacific Ocean. And I think that, you know, we should be tuned in, as it were, to scrutinize everything, you know, that comes our way, to be sober, as the Bible would say, and to be vigilant and to be watching. So tonight, I'd like to spend some time talking about the subtleties of the effects of a wrong diet and lifestyle and how it's killing many Christians prematurely. Years ago, I put on a health and healing crusade every year in Lodi, California. We would draw 1,000 to 2,300 people. I had some of...
Go right ahead.
Yeah, the key natural healers and doctors that are well known throughout our country, like T. Colin Campbell from Cornell, who wrote the book The China Study. Dr. John McDougall is another very famous one. We've had Howard Lyman. We've had Dr. Richard Schultz, Dr. Lorraine Day. We've had a number of specialists that have come to our Health and Healing Crusade that are whistleblowers, as it were, as far as drugs and diet and how our food is killing us.
Hold that thought, Danny, and I think what Danny is saying is absolutely right. What most people don't understand is they're poisoning the food. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning the water you drink and the vaccines they're giving to our children. They know what they're doing, and most people don't.
Exactly.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Danny's simply saying that, tragically, most of our Christians, most of our Christian ministers do not understand anything about health. Certainly, our churches teach us all about, you know, the Bible and the prophecies, but people don't understand that we are being progressively poisoned by the things that we come in contact with, whether it be the air, the vaccines, whether it be the food, whether it be the water, all of these things, certainly the fish now increasingly radioactive, and certainly a lot of the farm fed fish, a lot of certainly are not healthy. A lot of the farm fish today are being actually fed with genetically modified foods. Genetically modified foods are not safe. They know what they're doing, but the average Christian doesn't know. And so Danny's going to be talking to us about the very real health problems that face Christians. And certainly we need to understand the Bible. We need to understand what's happening spiritually, but I think God wants to understand what's happening as far as our health is concerned. And most people don't understand that the American people are not under attack by the terrorists today. We are under attack by evil people in America who are poisoning our water and poisoning our food. They're poisoning the vaccines. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning so many of the things we come in contact with. And the average person has no idea what's going on or how to protect themselves. Or once they have actually got these heavy metals and other things into them, how they can get rid of them and regain their health. Danny, you pick up the story.
All right. You know, Dan, I like what you just said. Let's just take water, for instance, right now. You have water that's tainted with fluoride and chlorinated. You know, I'm glad to say in Lodi, we don't have those chemicals added. But, you know, I've dealt a lot with cancer, and especially I'm very familiar and actually a good friend with Charlotte Gerson. His father was Dr. Max Gerson. And Charlotte has always talked about the dangers of fluoride and the dangers of fluoride. For instance, fluoride in the water is a toxic poison. Fluoride can block iodine absorption and thus cause hypothyroidism. So today we're seeing a lot of hypothyroidism, and people are saying, wow, you know, what's causing all this disease? It could be diet. It can certainly be hormone imbalance. It can be a result of the fluoride. Then you have the chlorine that's added that kills the bacteria. What's it doing to the intestinal bacteria of the human body? So you look at just the water itself, and people are consuming this daily. And I think that anybody in this day and age should really look into a good water filter system. I'm not selling any, but I certainly think that they should. You know, I've seen them where they remove not only chlorine and other heavy metals and chemicals and also fluoride. And so I think that we should watch the water that we drink. Bottled water is a good way to go.
And yes, of course, a lot of that bottled water does have fluoride added, so you have to be sure they're not going to be adding things to your bottled water. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. And thank you for clarifying that. But we need to look at the water that we drink. This is very critical. Our bodies are over 70% water. Water transports nutrients. Water helps us to remove waste. Water is involved in perspiration and removing toxicity from the body. Water is necessary for our brain. There's many different signs of hydration, and that's a whole other story. But I think that if people would drink pure water instead of diet sodas or sugar-filled sodas, pop, drinks that come in aluminum cans that are acid-forming because of the high sugar content, and there's trouble with the caramel coloring. Or people will eat these, you know, feed their children these 10% fruit drinks or even refined sugary drinks, thinking that this is good, and it's not. When God created man, he put him in a garden, and there was pure water, I believe. He didn't give them any of these manufactured processed drinks that we're seeing today that are flooding the market for the children, not only rotting their teeth, but putting unwanted pounds on their body. Then when it comes to food, you know, Dr. Hans Diehl he's frequented our stage many times in Lodi at our Health and Healing Crusade, but he said the trouble with so many Americans today is they're living off taste sensations. You know, taste sensations. They're eating bags of Cheetos. You know, they're eating these highly flavored processed foods that are dead, that have synthetic vitamins in it, and also a lot of additives, food dyes, chemicals, excitotoxins. But our diet is a huge player in our health and our heart health. So I think that people need to understand that when they're eating processed food, when God made man, he put him in a garden. I like to use this illustration because in the garden, there was living food. In the garden, I believe in the beginning, God didn't have pesticides and chemicals. There was no genetically modified organism. The food was fresh. The food was picked ripe. Okay? The Lord gave us this as his instruction to give us this high quality phytonutrient, antioxidant rich food as the first diet that he gave to mankind. The other thing is, when you look at the plant foods, and I want to urge this upon our listeners tonight, that we need to understand the dangers of over-acidity. What we're dealing with today is chronic low-grade metabolic acidic diet in this country. When you're eating a lot of acidity, it contributes to the inflammatory response so often seen with chronic health issues. And this really even contributes to diseases like diabetes, even heart disease today. So people don't realize that their choices of food, whether it's acidic or alkaline, may contribute to heart disease. It's not just saturated fat or high-fat diet in America today. It's caused by inflammation and acidity. So I want people to understand, get pure water. Just talk about a couple things tonight. Pure water and get good, wholesome food. I promote organic because of the pesticides and the chemicals that are added to the food today. Yes, Dr. Hans Steele said, taste sensation is ignorant, and I mean that kindly, as far as nutritional science. Too many people, even in the Christian world today, say food is food. You're not going to eat your way into the kingdom. I'm saved by grace. I understand that. And I'm certainly not trying to promote a message tonight that says that I'm going to eat my way into the kingdom of heaven. But what I want people to understand is that Christians are getting sick at the rate of those in the world. And with certain statistics, you know, Stan, according to the American Cancer Society, reports are coming out saying that males now have a 47% chance of getting cancer. And, you know, years ago, they did never believe that tobacco was causing lung cancer. You remember that fight, how long it took to finally get this proven to the point that there are warnings on the size of packs of cigarettes today? Well, we need to look at that the same as when it comes to our choices of food. We now have proven facts that certain foods increase the likelihood of cancer.
Well, you know, one of the things, Danny, I think that people really must understand that 100 years ago, about 2 or 3 people out of 100 got cancer. 2 or 3 out of 100 died of cancer, I should say. Today, right. Certainly 1 in 3 women gets cancer. 1 in 2 men get cancer. And basically, this did not happen by accident. Well, we never talk about that in Sydney. Everything is being done to suppress the information about the relationship between our diet and our environment and the onset of cancer. And actually, there are effective cancer treatments that are being suppressed here in America. And you're not going to be able to get them. You can sometimes go to Mexico to get them, but you're not going to get them here in America. Why? Well, because, of course, there is a different agenda. And if you haven't read my population control agenda, it's available on the internet, population control agenda, or read it on our website, read it and weep. Go right ahead, Danny.
Yeah, so Stan, with what you just said, don't you agree that it would be wise for Christians today to become knowledgeable in the relationship of diet and disease, in the relationship of excitotoxins and brain-wasting diseases?
What absolutely. You're absolutely right. And so there's one reason why we do what we do. But your points are well made. Go right ahead.
Okay. And so, you know, when I look at what's happening in America, and, you know, I just got back from Fiji. I spoke 18 hours in Suva, the largest city in the Fijian island. And there were 350 people plus every night. And then my wife did a food demonstration showing them healthier choices of food in the country. And we're trying to travel and in our ministry, whether it's radio, television, or putting on evangelistic series, we are going around bringing this information into the churches. And, you know, you'll go to a church and they're eating high-sugar donuts and coffees out in the foyer, totally acid-forming diet, and they're overweight and obese, and the ministers are huge. And, you know, and we're sitting there, you know, I get another call that this minister's come down with cancer. This one just had a heart attack. This one just got diagnosed with diabetes. And, you know, and the attitude is, well, you know, the Lord said just pray over the food, and that's all that matters. And I'm sitting there saying, no, that's wrong. You know, when God created man, he put him in a garden. You're going back to a garden. The other thing is, in one of the greatest stories on diet and prevention of disease is in the book of Daniel, chapter 1. And I don't think it's any accident there that he refused the king's meat and wine. And I ask myself the question, why is this story here? What is the point? But he chose plant-based foods. He chose foods high in antioxidants, foods that had no cholesterol, no saturated fat. And he took the plants, and he said, give me the water. Don't give me anything that's going to intoxicate me or interfere with the clarity of my mind, because there was great tests coming in the course of Babylon.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dana Vieira right here at Radio Liberty.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Danny Vieira. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Danny was just saying, talking about the importance of getting back to a basic diet and certainly getting off of certainly meat and other substances for about 10 days and just to get eating fruits and vegetables, and not already prepared, but just right out of the garden. And go right ahead, Danny. One thing I would like to ask you, would you have any luck with your certainly your veg hand diet and your fruit diet with chronic fatigue? What sort of results do you get with people with chronic fatigue?
Well, you know, here's what's interesting. I'm going to tell you a little story. Watch this. This woman goes to the doctor and she has, you know, sinus problems. So he gives her medication. She goes home. In a couple of weeks, she goes back and says, you know, I'm coughing and I can't stop. So he gives her medication to suppress the cough. And then she goes back finally and says, I got diarrhea. And he goes, you know, well, here's medication to stop the diarrhea. Then she goes back in a couple weeks and says, I got rashes all over my body and my skin. So he gives her medication to suppress the rashes. And a couple weeks she goes back again and he says, Doc, I just have no energy. I'm just wiped out. And he diagnoses her with chronic fatigue syndrome. All right? So it progressed, you know, from one stage of disease to another, because I believe that whether it's fluoride, whether it's chlorine, whether it's pesticides, chemicals, whether it's the fingernail polish we're putting on our skin, it's the toxic water, the toxic food, the toxic emotions, we are a vessel filled with toxicity. And if we don't keep the channels of elimination open, guess what? All the toxins stay inside, they can't release, and your body will break down and finally have symptoms, and it can be chronic fatigue syndrome, it can be autoimmune disease. So when you put them on a plant-based diet, that's alkaline, non-acidic, non-inflammatory, and you're feeding them the pure water of the earth, unadulterated, without pesticides, without chemicals, and they're getting fresh air and exercise. We even have them take off their shoes and walk on the earth and ground themselves. This is amazing. It's a study in itself showing the greatest source of free electrons to neutralize free radicals in the body is from the earth. But we're always separate our feet with rubber, you know, or soles on shoes. So we get them barefoot to walk on the wet grass. So they're eating a diet high in antioxidants. They're getting the free electrons from the earth. And guess what? Autoimmune diseases, whether it's chronic fatigue syndrome, rheumatoid arthritis, even certain forms of diabetes, lupus, we see improvements across the board. In fact, I had a man who came, and he said he hadn't slept a solid night in weeks. He had no energy. He says, I can't even get up and go to church. I'm so tired. And in 4 days, he's walking 4 miles. He has a lot of energy again. And he said to me, you know, what do you think it is? Now, I'll open up another little can of worms. At our lifestyle center, during the 10 days, I have chosen not to serve any grain. Now, the reason being is that because of genetically modified wheat today, as well as genetically modified soybeans and other foods, that many people are becoming gluten intolerant. I am one. In 1994, after I was ready to check into the emergency room, because every time I ate, I had diarrhea. I was suicidal. I had twitching in my hands. I was diagnosed with MS. And I was praying to God and said, I'm going to the emergency room unless something changes. And I said, God, help me. And right then, I grabbed my mail. And there was a newsletter from a medical doctor called the Gluten Connection. And I called him. I reached him on the phone. And he told me, just get off wheat, rye, oats, and barley right now. He sent me an antifungal medication and B12 injections. And for the first time in 72 hours, I was smiling, happy, not depressed, and no diarrhea. So I have found that just like this man who came with the chronic fatigue syndrome, when I withheld gluten from his program, I just do it as a test because people aren't going in to be tested for gluten intolerance. People are guessing they are. You're seeing more foods than ever saying gluten-free. But I think it's a real deal. I don't totally agree with Michael Savage. I've heard him say, you know, everyone thinks their gluten intolerance is nonsense. Yeah, it's not the wheat of yesterday. That's the problem. So as I put people on gluten-free diets, I can see in 5 days their pimples may clear up, their joint pain may clear up, and their energy may increase. And I know right there.
Now, basically, you're just taking them off of wheat. What are you taking them off of?
Gluten. Gluten. Which is wheat, rye, oats, and barley.
Okay.
Now, and so I take them off. Now, this isn't telling them you can't eat this stuff, or this has anything to do with their relationship with God. This has to do with a primary root cause of setting people up for secondary areas of disease.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan Denny is going to be actually putting a program on here in the Monterey in Santa Cruz where I live. He's run at the Rio Theater, and that's just on Seabright. And basically, on Soquel. And basically, why you can certainly go to the, that'll be on the 13th of September. We'll have more about that in the future. Now, our guest is Danny Vieira. Danny, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get more information.
Well, the good news is that they can get my free weekly newsletter. In fact, I just wrote about the financial collapse and other pertinent things, but if they go to Modern Manna, modern, it's like the word modern, manna, like in the Bible, M-A-N-N-A, modernmana.org, modernmana.org. They can put their email address, sign up for my free e-newsletter called The Elijah Prophecy. In fact, there's an archive button, and there's everything there, how to cleanse your body from gallstones naturally, articles on no incurable diseases, there's God's health plan, and there's on gluten sensitivity and gluten, the gluten connection. There's a lot of information there. They can also call us if they want to at Modern Mana. The number is 800-655-FACT, F-A-C-T, 1-800-655-FACT, and they can get the free newsletter. They can come see us at the Rio. And, you know, the last time I was on, I did a free offer to your listeners, and we had a decent response. And I want to extend it one more time, but I'm going to give them another free booklet that I wrote called God's Health Plan. And if they will simply email Danny at modernmana.org, that's my first name, Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, at modernmana.org, and send me their address and say they would like the free book, God's Health Plan, I will get one in the mail off to your listeners, no charge.
Okay, fine, because the Rio Theater is at the corner of Soquel and Seabright in Santa Cruz. That'll be on the 13th of September, and Danny will be putting a program. What time will that be? Will that be in the evening? Or
7 p.m.
7 p.m. in the evening. Okay, fine, because that's just for people living in the Monterey Bay area where we are. Okay, go right ahead, Danny.
Yeah, so, you know, it's exciting. I want to just say that it's exciting that, you know, when Here's the point I wanted to make, that when I was listening to Lindsay Williams talking about the financial collapse in 2014 and listening to Gerald Celente, you know, talking about the civil unrest in Turkey, you're seeing it in Egypt, you know, you have countries that are just financially struggling, talking about China, Spain, Portugal, and the list went on and on and on. What a time, Stan, that the church should become educated in preventative medicine. What a time for them to become educated in the relationship of diet and disease, that they can ward off these diseases and be God's healthy, peculiar people in these last days of Earth history. So I believe, you know, we even do a school now. Not only do people come and stay with us for 10 days at our lifestyle center called Bella Vita Lifestyle Center, we've also started what we call a medical missionary school called RISEN. And that's an acronym taken from Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. And the word RISEN means remedial and integrated school of evangelism and naturopathy. And what we do is we teach our students about water therapy, hydrotherapy, nutritional science, herbal medicine. We talk about God's 8 laws of health. We instruct them for 20 hours in cooking healthy, whole food and how to recognize harmful ingredients, how to reverse disease without drugs, you know, positive mental attitudes. We deal with toxic emotions, you know, and this is where my passion really lies. You know, I'm going to be speaking at a church, you know, in Sacramento this weekend, and the title of my sermon is Health Reform in the Christian Race. If you take 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, the Apostle Paul is likening the Christian race for the crown of life to the Greek Olympic Games. Again, it has to do with physical fitness. So he's talking about, come on, an Olympic athlete is going to train intensively. He's going to be very self-disciplined. He's not going to be taking food into his body that's going to weaken him or impair his performance. What about us as Christians? People do not understand the relationship between the mind and the body.
I think that is a very, very important point. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Danny, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And certainly we want to, of course, to honor the Bible, but we also want to honor the body that God has given us. the body is beautifully designed, and the trouble is it's constantly being poisoned. People are drinking Diet Coke all the time without understanding that Diet Coke ordinarily has aspartame in it, which is a poison, which actually increases weight, increases obesity, and people keep drinking more and more Diet Coke and keep getting fatter and fatter, and they just have no idea what it's about. People who manufacture it know exactly what they're doing. People who manufacture the Coke and the Diet Pepsi know exactly what they're doing, but the average Christian doesn't. And basically, God gave us a wonderful body, and we're constantly insulting it with all of the proprietary foods and drinks and other things, and even many of the medications we get from our doctors, which in many instances do far more harm than good. Danny, go right ahead.
You know, I'm so grateful to hear what you just shared with the Christian audience. I mean, the Bible tells you in 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. You know, I was created in his image and his likeness. You know, and I tell people sometimes, what do you think he looks like? You know, I feel that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Why wouldn't I want to take care of the temple? You know, Daniel took care of his temple. The Apostle Paul is talking about taking care of the temple. You know, the Apostle John says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses said, he was quoting, you know, the promise of the Lord, that the Lord will take away from thee all sickness if you hearken unto his commandments. And I'd like to just stretch the people's mind a minute. You know, God has, we all know he has a moral law. Well, what about physical laws? Right in the book of Genesis, he set up physical laws. These are what we call the laws of nature. If I don't breathe, I'm going to die. If I don't sleep, I'm going to die. If I don't get, you know, sunshine or eat food, I'm going to die. So has not the God of heaven given us dietary or living instructions in his manual? Absolutely. He has. And if you go back and look at the ancient Israel, there were dietary laws. And people say, well, you know, I'm not under the old covenant, I'm under the new covenant. And they go right ahead and eat pigs. You know, pigs. And so I'm just sitting there saying, look at the saturated fat. Look at the animal. Look at the filth of the animal. Look at the trichina worms of the animal. Look at what the animal was intended to do, to be a scavenger of the earth. Noah took two of those on the ark, not seven. If you ate one pig, there wouldn't be pigs today. So there were animals that God said, don't eat these are unclean. Don't eat the fish of the sea that don't have fins and scales. It had to do with hygienic reasons. This animal is a filter of the water. This animal to keep the earth clean. But people are sitting there ignoring as God has. No, what did he do it for Israel for? It was because he wanted them to be without disease. That's why he wanted them a peculiar people. He wanted to preserve them alive. The book of Deuteronomy, we can read, he wanted them a special people. And these people were given specific instruction to keep them healthy. You know, you can look at these hygienic laws and take it to the point in the Bible where the Lord said, don't go near a woman to have sexual relations with her during her monthly cycle. That's in the Bible. It had to do with hygienic reasons. He said, don't, you know, relieve yourself in the camp. It had to do with hygiene. Again, it says, you know, if you touch a dead body, you're unclean for 7 days. They were contracting disease, touching a dead body, and then delivering babies. I mean, there's a lot of hygiene in the Bible. And so I believe this message has not been given its right place in God's church today. And I think it's time, Dan. I think it's time. We're not talking about eating your way to salvation. We're talking about the God of heaven wants to protect his people from the NutraSweet, the aspartame, the fluoride, the chloride, the saturated fat, the prions, the mad cow disease, tuberculosis, the AIDS in cows. He wants his people to be well and healthy and to have a clear mind, because their message is going to be the last message trumpeted on this earth, and he's going to give the trumpet a certain sound, because we are to prepare the way for the Lord. But John the Baptist went unto his own. He went to prepare his own people because they were unprepared. And I believe that God in his mercy is sounding the message again because he's telling Christians, get off the fence. You know, don't hold between two opinions. We should be the healthiest people in the world. We should be the healthiest people in the world. You know, we're not going to stop this disease, this side of the second coming of Jesus. But if we lived in harmony with the light that God has shed through his word, and I'm telling you, there's a lot of knowledge and a lot of scriptures dealing with health and how to preserve health, and stories in the Bible like the story of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar ate grass, Naaman dipped in the water 7 times. You know, you see these stories, and you would listen to them, and you would begin to study them. I believe that he would unveil, and he would give you his spirit to see, wait a minute, I need to get in shape, I need to be in physical shape, because my mind is what the devil is attacking. And if my body is not in physical shape, and I'm filled with saturated fat, and I'm obese, I'm overweight with circulatory illnesses and inflammatory diseases, does that affect the mind? Absolutely. Look at the brain-wasting diseases today. Alzheimer's is now touching people in their 30s. It's affecting people in their 30s. Cancer's coming down to people in their 20s. You have diabetes in children, preteens, adult-onset diabetes. Everything's trying to affect the nervous system, the circulatory system, and to benumb the mind of Christians. And I'm saying, wait a minute, the devil's played too long in this area, and it's time for the body of Christ to say, we need to get in shape just like those Greeks did when they were going to run the Olympics. It's time. It's showtime. And I want to be in health. If there's a financial collapse in this country, I don't want to just know my Bible. I want to be healthy. I want to be strong. I don't want to have to depend on physicians. I want to know what I can do to prevent disease, and I want to teach that to my children.
Well, I agree with you. I think we're moving into very difficult times. I think our health is one of the most important things that we can possess, and basically proper eating, I think, is the key right now to proper health, because I believe we're being systematically poisoned by so many of the proprietary medications and by so much of the food that we get out of the grocery stores. What we need to do is get back just to the fundamental food. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Danny Vieira. Danny, one more time, would you like to put your telephone number out there, and then we'll go to Sarah, who's calling us from Washington.
Yes, my number is 800-655-FACT, and the website is Modern Manna with 2 N's, Modern Manna, just like manna in the Bible, .org. ModernManna.org. You can get my free newsletter on the website, The Elijah Prophecy, that will always tell you where we're going to be speaking, what cities we'll be visiting, and keep you posted as we try to make our effort to wake up the body of Christ into healthful living.
All right, fine. Well, let's talk to Sarah here. Hi, Sarah. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much.
What part of Washington are you calling from?
The Tri-Cities.
Okay, fine. Go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
I do. I would like to ask about the Kangen water system, if you all are familiar with that, and if that is a worthwhile investment since it's sort of expensive.
Is that one of the total home filtration system?
Well, I'm not totally exactly sure what it is, but it's supposed to alkaline your water.
Do you know anything at all about that, Danny?
You know, I think that alkaline water is valuable, and I think it has its place, but I don't believe in investing $7,000 for a alkaline water system or something that's going to cost you in the thousands. Remember, your plant-based foods, your greens, your spinach, your chard, your kale, all those greens, your fruits, many of them, are all alkaline. So I tell people, I drink pure water, and I depend on my food for my alkalinity. And I haven't been sick in 15 years, you know? So don't think that your health can come from one investment. It's a program. It's a lifestyle, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing, changing those bad habits.
But you know what? I would pray that, you know, I believe it's God's will. You know, I think that you know, if you look at the first temptation on man was food, right? Eve and Adam in the garden. And then when the devil came to Jesus in the wilderness, he said, turn the stones into bread. See, he left off where he defeated Adam at the temptation first. He chose food first. Even Daniel overcame. So I believe, like with some people have sugar addiction. You have to go to the Lord in prayer and let his grace and power, you know, enable you to stop doing the things that are harmful.
Well, I appreciate your encouragement along those lines, because I think we tend to think, well, you know, what I eat, if I don't eat everything just right, that it's just not one of the worst sins.
Well, I think the thing you want to get back to good, sound fruits and vegetables, and you want to get away from as much as you can. Already prepared, convenient foods taste so good, but they got a lot of things in them. If you really look at it, when they say natural flavor, you know what they're talking about? They're talking about aspartame or MSG.
Yeah.
Basically, they're poisoning you. Hey, thanks very much for calling, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Our guest has been Danny Vieira. We'll be right here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. and I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and I hope you enjoyed the program with Danny Vieira. And basically, what he's saying is absolutely correct. But we have an excellent book by Assistant Dr. Russell Blaylock. It's called Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We carry another book by Dr. Blaylock called Assessing Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, because most people dying of cancer needlessly and natural strategies for cancer patients. And then, of course, we have an excellent 4-CD set, my interviews with Dr. Blaylock, Life-Saving Secrets. It's a 4-CD set. We hope you want to get all of these things. It'll help you understand that there's so much you can do to improve your health. And then, of course, basically we have another DVD that Dr. Blaylock, it's Vaccines and Brain Development. You really want to get that because it goes into schizophrenia and the very effective treatment of those of schizophrenia, which you'll never hear about elsewhere. That's the DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development by Dr. Russell Blaylock. So basically his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, a 4-CD set, Life-Saving Secrets, and the DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, how do we understand what's going on in the world? Well, first of all, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it. Then you need to hear our talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. It's a DVD, but well worthwhile watching. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Then, of course, we do hope that many of you go to our website, radioliberty.com. And there, of course, you can see all the various books we have. And we have all sorts of books and 4-CD sets and 4-tape sets and certainly DVDs and videos. You need to get them, you need to watch them, you need to become essentially eloquent and be able to express the ideas, because we're going to give you the information you're not going to get from the media, because the media is controlled by truly Luciferian forces. So certainly we do hope, of course, that you'll get our material. If you'd like to read David Rockefeller's book, where he tells about the secret cabal that runs the world, we have it. It's called Memoirs, written by David Rockefeller. But, of course, we refer to this and certainly in our talks. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, or Population Control, The Covert Agenda. You need to get certainly our material. And then, of course, you need to tell others. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty financially, we'd love to hear from you. And we certainly have a small cadre that's helped us for 20 years now, as we've been able to bring our programs to people all across the world, all across America, all across the world. Certainly, our website is radioliberty.com. And basically, of course, you can hear us on the internet, you can hear us on shortwave or on satellite. I said, if you have telephone, why, you can listen to our afternoon program on the telephone, and you get all the directions by going to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. But if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to welcome you. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And basically, we're losing that battle because people don't understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. We're involved not in a political, ideological, and cultural battle, but in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is truly a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So if you're in a position to help us, why, again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Again, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. And again, my book is the Brotherhood of Darkness. The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to get the information to others. And then we hope you'll join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.
from the mountains, through the prairies, through the ocean, white with gold. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America.
Don't be late.
No.
White with gold.